Renitivot Shalom in his Ma'amar on Torah. We're back in Chelek Aleph on page Kuf Mem Tet. We finished off Aleph, Bet, and Gimel in the first two Shirim. We just finished off Gimel. And we're starting with Dalid on page Kuf Mem Tet in Chelek Aleph. If you have the handouts, it's on page 3. So says Renitivot Shalom. Al pi hadvarim yish lefareish ma'amar ha'katuv. Based on what we said, we can explain the pasuk. Atem re'item ki min ha'shamayim dibarti machem. You've seen, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I spoke to you from the heavens. Sheish lahavin ma'amal yuta ha'miyuchedet bazeh. What's the advantage of this? Ma'chashuv mehechan diber acher. Shehaya bivchinat atah horeit aladat ki Hashem Elokim einot bilvado. Right? Meaning, what is the significance where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us from? It was on a level of, you've seen in order to know that Hashem is God, and there is no other, and all seven heavens opened up. Halokitiv ayirat Hashem al Har Sinai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai. Umisham diber velomin Hashemayim, and He spoke to us from Har Sinai, not from Shemayim. So, what's the emphasis being put here? What's the significance, and what's the emphasis being put here that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us dafka from Shemayim when He gave us the Torah? V'yish lomar shemurmaz bazel pi amor, that this is hinting to. D'tachlita bri'ah shebetoch ha'olam ha'shafel hazeh yargish yudi or alokotoy barach, that we should mamish feel down here on earth. The Or Elokut. We should feel down here in the lower world of the physical world to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Delate atar panui minei umelokol aretz kavdo, because there's nothing else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should understand and see and feel. That there's nothing else than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the whole world. Top of the next column. V'ach kedei sheyye olam ha'bechira avim mechasim or elokoto yiparach, and even though this world of bechira, this world of olam hazeh, free choice, is full of things that cloud and divide from us and cover up the Or Elokut. V'tavot u'tshukot olam achomri mechashchim einei ha'adam shelo yireh oro yiparach, and the desire for physicality darkens our eyes that we can't see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol riyato shel adam mitzam mitzamtzemet beofek tzar ad she'eino ru'eh ela et atzmo, and the whole perspective of a Kadosh Baruch of a person is so limited in such a way that they can mamish only see themselves, as we've been talking about in the last couple of shiurim. Kedugmat behemot v'chayot sheroim rak et atzman v'yata'avus mekorach ilatam, that just like an animal, that mamish all an animal sees, I just see myself and the trough. I just see myself and the smorgasbord. That's what it means here. Just the animal sees itself in the trough. I just see myself in the table and the food. I don't see beyond my own being and my physical desire. That's all I see. V'nei riyato shel adam tliya lefi matzavo u'ma'amado. The vision of a person is dependent upon their situation and where they're standing. Im nimtza betoch habayit, if a person is within their house. Eino ra'e rak et habayit hanimtzeit betocho, the person will only see the house. V'im yotzei l'rechova shel ir ro'eh merchavim yoter gedolim, and if they go out into the streets, they'll see much broader sense of the world. U'gashamit romeim me'al p'nei harakia legova mitgalim lifanav merchavim atzumim. When they go and they fly in an airplane and look out, then they can see not just the surrounding area, but the mamish can see the whole city, they can see the whole town, they can see the whole state. You can see so much broader. The choma shemit romeim yoter v'roeh merchavim ha'in sofim roeh mitoch mabit zeh et kol afsiuto. And the more we broaden our vision, the more we see the nothingness that we are. The greater and the broader the vision, the more we see how insignificant we are, how small we are in comparison to the greatness of the world, to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Kemo kein gam mabat ruchani. That's talking about physical vision, but so too by spiritual vision. Kol ma she'adam yoter mitzumtzam, kol mabat shelo hi b'riyah mitzumtzemet. The more that a person is confined spiritually, the more their vision is confined. The more their vision is limited. Ve'al derech she'pirshu tzadikim, as the tzadikim say about the pasuk in Tehilim, einayim lahem v'lo yiru, as we say in Hallel, that the idols have eyes, but they don't see. Im ha'inayim ru'im lahem le'atzmam. Pirush et enehem hachomreim lo yiru baroit barach. He's saying very beautifully. Meaning the pasuk is actually technically talking about, it's saying that idols have eyes, but they don't really see. But he's saying, he's understanding al pichas to do it differently, very beautifully. Einayim lahem. If their eyes are only looking at lahem, if their eyes are only gazing at themselves, velo yiru, then they're not seeing emes. If a person's only seeing themselves and their physical desires and their ego, as lo yiru, then they are not really seeing. They're not really seeing at all. That's how he's understanding the pasuk. Im ha'inayim ro'im lahem la'atzmam. If their eyes are only gazing at themselves, et einehem achor meim. They're only seeing with their physical eyes. Lo yiru baroit brach. They're not going to see with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's light. Rak al yidei shemit na'er ha'adam me'achomer u'mitromeim u'mitaleh yoter v'yoter. Only by removing the physical and raising oneself up higher and higher and higher. Welcome, Benji. It wasn't the same without you. Welcome. I can't possibly teach without that camel avatar. It's what makes it worth it. So it makes it all worthwhile. It's great to have you. It's okay. We're just happy to have you now. So he says, again, it was really just the camel I was waiting for, just to be clear. So he says, Rach al yidei shemit na'er. Adam mi'achomer mitromei mitalei yoter v'yoter rak az ro'eh et ha'afsiyut. Only when a person pushes away the physicality and raises themselves up more and more and more, then a person sees the nothingness that is me, that I'm really insignificant, that I'm nothing in comparison to what there really is. How insignificant, sorry, how even the world is, how even the physical world is. And begins to see the godly light that's being encased, that's being hidden by, that's being covered up by the physical world. And this is the power of Torah. That the light that was created on the first day of creation, hid away for us, those people who are learning Torah. Shall yidea Torah hakedosha zochelim abeit ilai ko al kol hayitzur, that through the Torah hakedosha, that through learning Torah, we're zochet to see this in a more supernal way. We're able to see the whole world, the depth of the world. Umeira inayim lirot afsiut olam hazeh, we're able to see the meaninglessness of olam hazeh. V'gadlut haborei ein sofi baruch hu, and to see the endlessness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah allows us to open our eyes and see be'emes what the world is about. What it's meant to be about. Like we talked about last time, that the whole world is created through the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'Torah v'rayat olam. Esako b'rayto v'ara olma. Kadosh Baruch Hu gazes into the Torah and creates the world. The physical world that we see is just a mask for the omic of the Torah itself. And when we learn the Torah, connect to Torah, purify our eyes to see with eyes of Torah, we see past the limitations of the physical world, and we see the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu come out. There was a comment that I missed. It reminds me of one of the songs that's come out now during the coronavirus. I don't know what the song is. If afterward you could send that on the chat, the link to that, I'd love to hear it. I'm actually not familiar with the song, but I'd love to hear it. It's Rat Hashem. Send that to all the people in the chat. Or maybe even put it in the the text is gonna go away. So put it in the chat. V'alzemer ameiz, next paragraph. V'alzemer ameiz ha-pasuk, atem re'item, ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. This is what the pasuk is hinting to when it says, ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. This is where we started off with. That it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us in Matan Torah from Shamayim. What's the emphasis on Shamayim? Perush, ha-Torah nitna lachem mitoch mabat shmemi. That the Torah was given to us from a heavenly perspective. From a lofty perspective. From a Shemayim perspective. Like somebody looking all the way up from Shemayim and gazing down at the physical world from a distance. And sees the vanity and the meaninglessness of physicality. They stand above it, beyond it, look down upon it, and recognize its smallness, recognize its meaninglessness. This was the perspective of Kabbalah's Torah. Shall yidea Torah kedosha yish efsharut la'adam lahabit al olam umlo'o b'mabat shmimi. That through the Torah kedosha, there's this capacity to gaze at the world and everything inside of it from a heavenly perspective. Val yideze l'chiyot chayim shmimiim. And then to live a heavenly life. That was so important for the Torah to be given to us from up above. To say this, where this is, where I'm speaking from, meaning the Torah came from up here. And your goal is to raise yourself up, to live here, to exist here, for you to accept the Torah, and therefore you too see the world from here, from an elevated perspective. To look at how small physicality is, to look at how insignificant physicality is, to look at how unfulfilling, how connected the whole purpose of the Bria, indulging in physicality is. And the goal is to pursue the Or Elokut, the goal is to pursue Emes, the goal is to pursue the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's sitting there beneath the surface of the physical world. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us from Shemayim, so that it's sourced in Shemayim, to recognize that we need to build ourselves up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, and to experience the world from a Shemayim perspective through the Torah. Bottom paragraph on the page. V'od yesh bo b'mabat hashmeni, shenitan lahem b'kabalat ha-Torah. And additionally, in this heavenly perspective that was given over at Kabbalat ha-Torah, shulamala me'anefesh ha-behemi, that's even higher than, that's much higher than simply the physical being that we have, the little bit of life force that our lowest part of our soul has. Ulamala me'hamakom v'azman, that's beyond all time and space. V'al derech ma'amar maran moreno akadosh zikotegen alenu, ki b'sha'a she'ha'adam mit'ale l'dargat l'mala min hazman. When a person raises themselves up to a level that's even lamala min hazman, that's beyond time. Ro'e b'rigaim et ma she'ro'e adam hasharoi b'toch misgeret hazman b'mesech asrot b'shanim. Koach ila'i zen nimsa b'Torah akadosha. What is he saying here? He's saying that when a person goes up to a reality even beyond time, ro'e b'rigaim, they see in moments, et ma she'ro'e adam asharoi b'toch misgeret hazman b'mesach asrim esrot b'shanim. I don't know what he's saying there, I apologize. Koach ila'i zen nimsa b'Torah kadosha, this ability to be in a reality that's beyond time exists within the Torah. She lemala mikol misgeret nefesh makom uzman, that's beyond all limitations of my own being, that's beyond limitations of space, that's beyond limitations of time. The Ketuv Alein, it says, Arukame Eretz Midah Rechava Minayim, that it's broader and deeper than all of existence. The Torah allows us to transcend our limitations, to transcend our understanding of space, to transcend our understanding of time, to transcend our understanding of self. All of those things are limitations, are borders and boundaries that bind us to us. That's what they do. I live in a moment. I live in a space. I only exist as I am right now. But that's not how reality exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time and exists beyond it. All time exists simultaneously. And we need to access the reality of time that's beyond time through the Torah. We're only in this one physical space. But with Torah, when we get into the essence of what the Torah is, we're able to engage all of creation at once. When I get to the depth of what Torah is about, it's no longer just about me. I transcend myself, my very being, my nefesh. And I'm able to go into higher levels of my own neshama, and I'm also able to burst through and connect to the aura that unites us all. Torah allows us the capacity to go further and further, greater and greater, farther and farther beyond. Torah breaks all of those barriers of physical reality to experience the transcendent and the infinite. Next page, Kufnun, page Kufnun. He says, "Ve'al koach hazeh, amru chazal." Chazal say about this koach, "Barati yitzer hara, uvarati lo Torah tavlin." I created the yitzer hara, and I also created the Torah as a remedy for that yitzer hara. Chazal kavu. Chazal are telling us, "Sha Torah hi hatavlin ayichidi neged yitzer hara." That the only thing that we have that can battle the Yetzer Hara is Torah. Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Shimadam oskim, simatem oskim b'Torah, ein atem nimsarim b'yado. If you're learning, if you're fully engrossed, engaged in Torah, you're not in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Ki ikari nenosha l'Yetzer Hara, because the main concept of the Yetzer Hara is, einu lahasito l'ta'avot ra'ot. The goal of the Yetzer Hara, the primary goal of the Yetzer Hara, actually isn't even to pull us toward negative ta'avot. Ki ba'et sheyesh bihirut l'adam v'ro'e oroit barach ha'me'ir la'aretz v'ladarim. Because at a time when a person has a clarity and sees the aura of Hashem that lights up all of the reality, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing with us and seeing everything that we do, that a person would never do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to do, then taiva is going to be disgusting to a person. Because the person sees how disgusting and horrible it is. Meaning if a person recognizes the truth of reality, there is a creator, and any person who simply opens their eyes, be'emes, opens their eyes, meaning pashutu baror that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Pashut, it's so clear. You know, you can read proofs. You can listen to shirim from different kirov organizations or big rabbanim, or you can read books by great gedolim. There's just, I think one thing that I don't know that just jumped out at me is everyone I was reading in Shana Aleph, a book from Rabbi Victor Miller, very gedolim, so let's look at his svarim, and he just even talks about the complexities of the human eye, and he says how insane it is to even suggest that there could have been even if you want to believe in evolution, but an unguided evolution by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every single step, the millions of the pieces of the eye that need to coordinate with each other in perfect perfectly in synchrony, in order for the eye to work, the evolution doesn't allow for an eye to come about in one generation. It doesn't go that there was a deformity in an algae and suddenly it popped out an eye. It had to have been over generations that each part of the eye developed, but until that happened, survival of the fittest, until every part of the eye was perfectly in place and worked perfectly in a harmony with every other part of the eye that had to also spontaneously develop over the course of generations, it was just a deformity until the eye comes together and functions properly. You can't see until you have every component there working perfectly. So the first change, the first evolution into becoming an eye was not an upgrade in evolution, it was a downgrade in evolution. Even just something like that, to recognize that just the complexity of the human eye, the concept, the well-known concept and suggestion, the fact that if you were walking in a desert and you saw one stone put directly on top of another stone in the middle of the wilderness, would you believe that the two stones, one happened to fall onto the other? Or that somebody must have come by before and put it there. The obvious answer is somebody must have come by before and put it there. Somebody would have gotten one on top of the other. So you're telling me you're going to look at all of creation with all of its complexity, with so many stones propped on top of other stones, so much order amongst chaos, and you're going to tell me it happened by accident? Meaning a person understands. A person who's be'emes. I may not be able to prove that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, but a person who is be'emes with themselves and be'emes with the world and reads a little bit and learns a little bit, to deny that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is honestly, it's insane. It's crazy. It's crazy to really look at the world and say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. And so when a person recognizes that, there is a creator. And if there is a creator, that means he created me. And if he created me with a purpose, because why would a creator do something purposeless? He went out of all the trouble to create me with all of my complexity, with the tremendous complexity that I have. He put me here this way. So he put me here for a reason. And I believe in Ashkacha Pratit now also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash watching me and with me. If a person recognizes a creator who created me, and I'm here for a reason, and he's watching me and interacting with me, how could a person ever sin? That's crazy. That's crazy. Taiv is insane. Why would I ever give into my ta'avot? And so that was a long-winded way of explaining that the Nevi'ot Shalom saying here is that the main goal of the Yitzhar is to get us to even do Averas of Taiva. Because when a person is be'emes with themselves, nobody would be crazy enough to follow their Ta'avot on a normal situation. And if we're, in all truth, if we look at ourselves, anybody who's sitting in on this shir or listening in on this shir afterward on online, whichever it may be, if you're somebody who's sitting and spending your time learning Torah, even if it might be that on a daily basis, you may give in to certain Ta'avot, you're not living a life of taiva, because you know that it's wrong. Deep down, you know that it's wrong. You know that it's crazy. You know that it's crazy to give up Olam Haba and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon for the minimal instant gratification that you're going to get in that particular moment. He says, so that's not even the main goal of the Yitzhar Hara. He says, continuing on, El ikar nashko lahastiru lahashich einei ha'adam milirot bichvodo yiparach. He says the main goal, therefore, is to try to cover the eyes of a Jew. U'kesheinu ro'eh or, u'kocho tachoshech mishtaltim alav. When a person doesn't see light, and all they see is darkness. Osim bo yitzrav ha'afilim kechomer b'yara yitzer. The second that it that it blinds us to that heavenly light, to that godly light. That's when it can get us. The main avodah of the Yetzer Hara is to try to trick us into forgetting that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, into not seeing that light. That's the main goal. The main goal isn't to fight to get us to do the Avera. If I'm sitting here and I'm mamish sitting in a sefer, there's nothing doing. I'm mamish thinking about Shemayim. I'm thinking about Torah. I'm seeing Or Elokut. The Yetzer Hara says, no. Just watch one episode. Just one. Just take a break. You've been learning for a while. Just take a break. And then you take a break and says, don't watch on a streaming service. Just because it's easier that way. It's more convenient that way. You already paid for it anyway. And then suddenly you're on a streaming service where when it ends, before you can even stop, as the credits start to roll, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, next episode, just to make sure you don't disengage. And then a second episode. And then a third. And a fourth. And I was going to have a next as a fifth. Then a sixth. I don't know what day it is, but I got to watch the seventh. I don't know what day or time it is. It's an eighth. I don't know what day or time, I don't know who I am anymore. I've lost all sense of those three dimensions that we talked about. I'm on an eighth. That's the goal. Because now my eyes are totally darkened by physicality. Now Avera is just around the corner. It's not the pull to do the... It's not saying... The Yetzer Hara would be crazy to say to you, while you're sitting here learning Nesivo Shalom, to go and say, yeah, but why are you learning Nesivo Shalom? Go out there and violate Shumar Negiya. Like, what are you talking about? I'm literally sitting in a shir right now. Yetzer Hara, you're totally out of your mind. Go out there... You're in the wrong place. Go bother somebody else. Right? But then you go, and, suddenly you're watching your eighth hour of Netflix. Right? I mean, that's what happens. I mean, you've turned yourself away. It's blinded you to that Or Elokut. That now it can easily pull you away. Now, since your eyes are darkened to the light of Torah, you can go on to the next thing. But that's the goal of what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do for us. It's not trying to pull us to an Avera because that's insane. It's trying to get us to the place where we no longer see the Or Elokut, in which case, again, then Avera is right around the corner. V'lachin, ha-tavlin ha-ikari, neged ha-Yetzer Hara, what is the tavlin, what is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara? She-fatchu einav v'yire-or, that we should turn our eyes and see the light. Then we would leave all the Yetzer Hara, all of the temptations of the Yetzer Hara behind. All of its desires and all of its wants, it's all going behind us. Beautiful, this beautiful line. I've never seen this before. As the tzaddikim say, I'm not a tzaddik, right? The tzaddikim are well known to say, I'm hearing this for the first time, it's an incredible line. See what he says here. You can fight all you want to push away the darkness, but you're going to lose. You can't fight darkness. You can't push away darkness. Rather, instead, light a candle. Light a fire. And then the darkness will run away. You can't struggle with the darkness. You can't fight the Yetzer Hara. You're never going to win once you're in that situation. I mean, B'ezrat Hashem, you will. I'm not saying you won't win. It's so much harder to win once you're in that situation and you're sitting next to that person in Yichud and saying, do I touch, don't I touch? It's so much harder when you've given in to the peer pressure and you're sitting in the treif restaurant and you said all you would have is a cup of water, but everybody's passing around the french fries and everybody's passing around the wings and everyone's passing around whatever it is. And you say the french fries, I don't know, maybe is what to say. So it's much, much harder. You can't to fight the darkness. What do? You light a candle. When you light a candle, you never fight the darkness. You create a reality where the darkness runs in fear, where it can no longer exist. You don't need to fight the Yetzer Hara. You don't need to always focus on the struggle. Somebody asked, where do they say that? Ma'amar Tzadikim means it was well known to be said amongst the Tzadikim. This is what they would talk about. Back in the day, or even now, Tzadikim, when they hang out, that's what they talk about. They talk about how light pushes away darkness. That's the Sichas Chaverim of the Tzadikim. Bezrat Hashem by us. So he's saying, just light a candle. and the darkness runs. To just do the positive. Don't focus on this. We obsess so much in our lifetimes against the sor meira. Don't do this, don't do that. We've become a religion of don'ts. We've become a Judaism of don'ts. And it feels oppressive, and it feels like a constant fight, and it's unpleasant. And we need to transform that. It's something which we so need in our generation to focus on. To focus on the asi tovs. To jump into the good. Jump into the learning. Jump into the mitzvot. Stop obsessing over the lotases. Make sure not to do them, for sure. But what's the best way to not do a lotase? You never have the opportunity to do the lotase if you're already engaged in an asse. Jump into the asse. Make it real. Jump into the mitzvah. Jump into a perek of tehillim. Daven a little bit longer. Jump into another shir. Don't let Netflix play the next episode. Go on to the YU Torah app it doesn't sound as much fun when you say it like this, but line up your shirim in your queue, you know? But put them again in your personal queue. And then Baruch Hashem, also on the YU Torah app, when one shir ends, the next one begins before you can even think. So line up your shirim in a queue. That's where your automatic play is at. That's where your automatic play is turned on. I want to go on to something else, but Rav Soch just started talking. How could I turn it off? I love this shir. I love everything he says is geschmack. How could I turn it off? To engage the Asi Tov. When you get to the end of the page, think to yourself, how can I put it down? There's another beautiful page in front of me. When I'm sitting there again, think about it the opposite way. Don't think about cleaning for Pesach. This burden of cleaning for Pesach. Baruch Hashem, again, every single bead of sweat that comes in. The Zohar HaKadosh says, we said before, the Zohar HaKadosh says, every single bead of sweat that comes down your face when you're cleaning for Pesach is mechaper on tremendous sins. And you say to yourself, where am I going? Especially now, there's nowhere to go. I'm stuck in this house anyway. Let's make this mamish a mikdash. And I'm going to sweat to make this a mikdash. And I'm going to sweat to bring about Pesach. I can't run to the store. And I can't buy, and I can't run to the grocery store to buy the groceries. And I can't go to this store to buy this thing, and to that store to buy that thing, and for the yeshiva to learn this. I'm stuck. So then put all your kishkas into preparing for Pesach. And sweat over this Pesach cleaning. And when you're done cleaning one thing, say, Abba, Ima, Tati, Mommy, Daddy, Mother, Father. What's the next thing to scrub? What else would I want to do? And put some Emesic Jewish music on in your ears in the background, or talk to your family. And scrub. And then when you can scrub no more, sit back, relax, and listen to a shir. Play some guitar. Sing a niggin. Pick up, don't go and do a mitzvah. Call a friend who you know is down because they're not doing as well in quarantine or isolation as you are. Just take one to the other. If you're in the... What shomrigi issues? What not? What tray food? What lotases? I can't be over the dota. Who has time to be over lotases? I'm in the assays. I'm light. I'm burning the candle of the assays. And the Yitzhar is boreach. The darkness runs. That's living a whole different kind of life. Not a life of no, a life of yes. You know, it's one of the biggest issues that I find that we talk about in Shana Aleph, and I've written on campus, also talked about all the time. People have such a distorted view of Shabbos. Who wants to learn Hilchot Shabbos? It's 39 don'ts. What is keeping Shabbos? Don't. That's it. That's Shabbos' bumper sticker, right? Shabbos, hashtag don't. That's what you've got. That's what it feels like. And so people resent Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Don't move. Don't watch. Don't go on your phone. Don't WhatsApp your friends. Don't go on virtual shirim. Don't go on Facebook. Don't go. Don't. And so I got to sit in my family, and we're going to argue, and we're going to fight. It's all just a bunch of don'ts, and then a bunch of meaningless davening, and sitting at a table with my family and fighting them, and hiding in my room and waiting for it out. And I understand it for a person like that who hates Shabbos. Because they don't have Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos. There's Oneg Shabbos. On Shabbos, sit there and think about ways to engage your families. To talk to them. What were the highlights of your week for real? And listen and care. And what were the lowlights? Mamish care. Sing Zmiros at your table. There are so many Zmiros. I kid around with a a friend of mine on many occasions that if you actually sing and read the English translations of all of the Shabbos Miros, you will know all of Hilchot Shabbos and Ashkafas Shabbos. It's incredible what's packed into those Miros. Sing all the Miros, then sing the Gunim on top of that. Sing together. Sing by yourself, if your family's not into it. Or sing with your family, B'ezrat Hashem, see if there's anybody who wants to get into it and sing. And talk. And slow down your eating. And enjoy the food. And eat L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shabbat Shabbos Kodesh. And read a Sefer. Just pick a Sefer that's a Shabbos Sefer and just turn some pages. Without any, I don't know, this goal, that goal, this goal, that. No, just read a little bit. Pick up an English Sefer and read a little bit. I have extra time, go into the Omek of a Gemara that you learned, to do Chazar on a Gemara that you learned this week, and go a little bit deeper. You're behind on Nachyomi, catch up a little bit. Open up a Sefer. Davening, don't... Why anybody would go to Kabbalah Shabbos and zoom through Kabbalah Shabbos in 10 minutes? I don't understand, especially now, there's nowhere to go. Sing Kabbalah Shabbos. You're not a Karl Bach kind of guy, not a Karl Bach kind of girl, that's fine. But this week you should be. This week you should be. And if you are a singing type of person, if your neshama does connect to singing, and you're at home, why wouldn't you sing Kabbalah Shabbos? There's nowhere to go. Kabbalah Shabbos and Mamish take you an hour between Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv. You'll tell me, but you know what, Rabbi? A guy will tell me, I don't daven Marv yet. One of the girls will tell me, no, so I don't normally daven Marv. So say Bli Neder for the girl, and the guy shouldn't say Bli Neder, you start davening Marv. So Davka Friday night, daven Marv. Get into it. Sing Kabbalah Shabbos. Get into it. Learn a Sefer about Shabbos. See, dig through, since there's no Jewish bookstores open right now. You know, sift through. Look through your bookshelves and see if you have a book on Shabbos, an Arya Kaplan reader with or a little pamphlet from NCSY that's from the Arya, that's written by Arya Kaplan on Shabbos. You have a Sefer in English on Shabbos. If you want, WhatsApp me and I'll send you something to print out about Shabbos for this Shabbos. Get into Shabbos. Don't focus on the don'ts. Or I'll go on Amazon, unless they start hiking up the prices for hazard pay. So try getting your Amazon orders before they, while you can still get packages and while you can still get them for actually no shipping. I actually didn't know that. Ravari Kavan was a Rav in Albany for 2 years. I didn't know that. Very cool. That's a big schluss. So you should daf read his farm. There you go. But the idea there is, again, and I'm taking advantage of the fact that we're almost at the end of the piece to belabor this point. I'm not burning the time. I'm trying to take an opportunity to really get into what he's saying here, because we have the time, Baruch Hashem, to open this up, this concept up a little bit. That what he's saying here is, don't fight it. Don't fight the third Amalachos. Spend your whole Shabbos doing Kavod HaOneg. Now, even if you just do Shabbos Kavod HaOneg, if you don't know the third Amalachos, you will inevitably violate Shabbos, even just doing Kavod HaOneg. So we also have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not denying that. It's not a bad idea to take out, if you have in your house those four huge gray volumes on Hilchos Shabbos. They're excellent, and they're in English. Make it a project to read. What else is there to do? Read 100 pages of Shabbos, read 50 pages of Shabbos, read 20 pages of Shabbos, whatever it is, go for it. So between now and we get out of quarantine, let's see which one goes. Donnie, I'm banking on you. We'll see which one happens first. You finishing the four great volumes on Hilchos Shabbos, or us getting out of the house. But in the meantime, learn the Sefer. Also learn the Lotasis, because you need to know what to do. But focus your whole Kavana on the Kavod and the Oneg. Singing. Divrei Torah, learning things about the Parsha, especially since we can't hear Kriyas. Crazy! We can't hear Kriyas HaTorah this week, almost everywhere. I assume everywhere, B'ezrat Hashem everywhere. Can't hear Kriyas HaTorah this week. Everybody should be home. So say Divrei Torah, learn Divrei Torah, sing, talk to your families, daven longer, sit, get into it. Don't fight the Yetzer Hara. Don't fight, don't obsess over the lotases. If you can fulfill keeping the lotases by mamish doing the ases, by mamish connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by doing it, by living it, not by refraining, but by living. It's a whole different way of living your life. You're at home. So when you live at home, again, like we're talking about, so live it by scrubbing the floors and scrubbing behind the counters and by using, so my Rebbe one time, I came to his house Erev Pesach, Mamish with, I'm not saying that this is not Halacha L'maisa, per se, but Mamish, you know, he moved out his fridge and with a toothpick was getting the grime out from behind the fridge, lest there be any shemets of chametz left over. That's my Rebbe. That's not saying Halacha L'maisa. But I'm saying, like, so you have the time, so do it, get into it. Get into the essays. Get into the Torah learning. Get into the singing. Get into the davening. Get into the Pesach cleaning. Get into the Kibbutz Avaim. Get into the Shalom Bayis. Get into the distance helping of those in need who aren't as successful as you are. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. Don't fight the darkness. Light a little candle and the darkness runs away. Let's make the darkness run for its life and never come back. Whole different way of doing it. Top of the last column. Let's finish it off. Uma'at or dulcheh choshech harbe, and all it takes is a little bit of light to push away even a great amount of darkness. Im barat yitzer hara shekocho hastarat oroit barach min ha'odam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the yitzer hara, whose whole koach is to hide the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barati lo Torah tavin, I created the Torah as an antidote. Shekoach haTorah, that the capacity of the Torah. O Rosh Shel Olam, which is the light of the world, la'achdir or betoch ha'adam, is to bring light to the world, to bring light into every single person. Umizem ashma she'ein od koach tov negar ha'yitzer hara. La'achdir or kimor ha'Torah kadosha. There's nothing better against the yitzer hara than learning Torah. Last paragraph. And since this is the strongest koach against the Yitzhahara, there is nothing that the Yitzhahara fights harder than to keep you from learning. That's why every time you look at that sefer and you're so close to opening it up, your hand is diverted and suddenly you're holding your phone, and suddenly you're lost in your phone. How does that happen? That's where the Yitzhahara is going to fight you the hardest. You're about to pick it up, but you got a phone call. You're about to pick it up, but I have to check my email. You're about to pick it up, but I have to go and just see one more thing. I was about to pick it up, but I have to go and ask my friend this. Why? Because it's afraid. It's mamish afraid of being able. It's mamish afraid of the koach of the Torah. Im levat lo mit Torah. Vim afilu mit chazek vilomed Torah. Sorry, I lost what you were saying. Whether to be mevatel or lomid Torah entirely, to keep us from learning entirely, and even if a person does learn Torah, to try to make random things run through our minds, to distract us from what we're learning, in order to narrow our minds or cut off our minds from the Torah that Ramam is sitting in front of. He says very beautifully, this is the inyan of the sounds and the lightning before Matan Torah. That when the Arizal had a question in Torah, he would mamish scream, he would yell. When a person has a question, they can't understand what they're learning. That's the klipa, that's the negative spiritual forces, keeping them from seeing the light of truth and the answer to the question. That he shouldn't be able to understand it properly. He would mamish scream like the coals in the brachim of Matan Torah that were shattering the tumah, that shattering our tumah. He would yell and scream to shatter the klipa that was surrounding him so he could finally see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him the answer. So too, every one of us, we sometimes just need sounds. We need thunder and lightning when we're learning. Even hu nimoach ve'im barzel hu mitpotzeitz. That so that way, if we're made of stone, we'll shatter. And if we're made of iron, then we'll start to spark. Ad sheyizkel yirot biyirut or haTorah, then that we should be able to see with clarity what the Torah is trying to tell us. Shkoach, it was a beautiful, beautiful piece. I'm glad we got to learn all together in these three shirim. Beautiful, beautiful piece on what Torah is about and Lima Torah is about. And again, today we talked about the, you know, a lot of what we added is what we said is that again that this concept that the Torah is able. It's not able. The Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. And to get into the Torah, to light us up, because when we're lit up with the Torah, it's able to push away the Yetzer Hara. And to focus on bringing out the light, because instead of fighting the darkness, we mamish, all we need to do is light that candle, is open up that sefer, is light the candle of the ner mitzvah, the Torah or. If we're involved in the assays, if we're involved in mitzvot assay, or if we're involved in limud Torah, then we're mamish pushing away the darkness. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zocha to take advantage of this time that we have, to learn even more Torah than we were learning before, to fight even harder than we were fighting when the Batei Medrash were open. Now we have to mamish fight to be in base Medrash through Zoom and Google Meet and apps and websites and all of these things. To mamish fight to be in the Torah and to learn even more than we did before, because we now have more opportunity. To recognize that maybe while our scope has narrowed to are the four walls of our house, to therefore emphasize and get more into those opportunities of kibud av va'em and of cleaning for Pesach and of learning Torah and of davening longer and of learning, getting into those things even more and those things that we have in front of us, and through learning Torah to bring out the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will push away the Yetzer Hara and to let us see with clarity the emes of the world. And the emes of what we're meant to be doing here, and to bring out that God light in the world, that once it reveals itself to everyone, Melo Kol Aretz Kvodo, we'll have a Giloy Kvod Shamayim Mamish, and through that see the Geula and the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash from here, Rabbi Amenu. Yeshakoch, everybody, and Shabbat Shalom.
Amen. Shabbat.